Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
Coast to coast, nonstop action. This is the premier source for National Hockey League news, scores, highlights, and the Anaheim Ducks. It's time to light the lamp with Alexis Downey.
Welcome back to Light the Lamp. Alexis Downey here with you on this Monday, September 30th, the final day of September. And it's kind of a quiet Monday in our Anaheim Ducks offices as I'm recording this, even though it's a game day taking on the Los Angeles Kings tonight as a part of preseason here at Honda Center. And I want to plug this right now because I'm sure many of you that watch the Ducks games, if you don't get to listen to it here on DuckStream, if you're watching the games, you're used to watching them on Bally Sports. Well, this year, if you didn't know, now you know, the Ducks have a brand new TV partner. It's a great partnership with Victory Plus, which is an app that you can download and watch the game completely free, or you can tune in over the air on Fox Plus, which is KCOP Channel 13. And then there's six games this season, just a few on Fox 11. So lots of options to watch your Anaheim Ducks this year, and very easy options they are. If you haven't downloaded the Victory Plus app yet, make sure to do it because tonight's game will be on it, the very first Victory Plus Ducks game in this preseason tonight. Really exciting and looking forward to all of that's to come in this season. So as we're rolling along through these interviews, I've got another week of Media Day interviews for you. And today's episode features Frank Vetrano, Jackson Lacombe, and Ross Johnston. Now, I just talked to Frankie not too long ago. He came in the studio and we had a long chat about his summer and some things to look forward to for this season. But he is now a bit more settled into OC, so we chatted a little bit about that. And for Jackson Lacombe, he spent his summer back home in Minnesota, where he's from, spent it on the ice with some of his former teammates from the University of Minnesota, also took part in the Summer Debuty League there, which is very popular if you haven't heard of it. You'll get to hear all about it in my chat with Jackson. And finally, then we're going to get to Ross Johnston, who spent his summer back home. He's also a new dad joining the club on the team. And in his offseason, he goes back to his roots. And I'm not going to spoil it, so you can listen in for that towards the end of this episode. But let's get started now with Frank Vetrano. All right, I'm happy to be joined now by Frank Vetrano. Frank, I just saw you not too long ago, so how's it been going since we last chatted?
It's good. Not much has changed. Even the weather's, well, it's been hot, but it's been great being back here, and it's good to be back.
Cooling down a little bit now, though. It's not as hot as it was the last couple days.
Yeah, I'm happy it's cooling down.
Have you been able to get settled a little bit more into OC since, obviously, we last talked?
Yeah, all settled in. It's always nice when you see more and more guys come back. I feel like every day over the past couple of weeks, there's a new guy coming back. And it's always good to see everyone, especially when you have a long summer. And now everyone's getting back, rolling with it.
Skating here at Great Park the last couple of days, I'm sure. But, you know, mentioning seeing those guys back, what's that been like in the sense of just seeing maybe some new faces, too, that you don't know?
Yeah, it's good to meet the new guys, the younger guys that have been coming in. And you know, just kind of get the competitive juices going on the ice with some, you know, small area games and scrimmage. Everyone's trying to win out there, so that's always some fun competition.
Has it been you the most competitive, or who's been the most competitive on the ice so far?
We're all pretty competitive. we're all competitive in our own way.
Well, you're sitting here wearing the new jersey. It looks good. What do you think of it?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great. The, you know, kind of like the old logo, but with a new school twist to it, and all orange.
Mm-hmm. As far as Media Day, I mean, this is now, you know, you've been able to do this for a few years. Going through the process, it's a little easier now. You're more used to it being here in Anaheim.
Yeah, it's always easier when you're somewhere for, you know, more than a year or two and more comfortable with everyone and knowing what to expect. So when you have that familiarity, it's great.
Have you thought much about the start of training camp, just getting mentally prepared for that?
Yeah, I think just taking it day by day. It's always a tough point of the season. And, kind of get the kinks out. And, you know, I think now going to the Sherwin knows what's expected from the coaching staff and, you know, obviously from your peers as well, as everyone's playing for the same goal. So when you have familiarity with everyone in the system, it's easier to transition into the following season.
Have you gotten on the golf course yet?
I have not.
You have to soon.
Not yet. I know. I do.
Well, Frank, thanks so much for joining us today and good luck the
thanks
rest of your day.
Me. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We're joined now by Jackson Lacombe. Jackson, you have a new number, sporting that number 2 now. Yeah. Why did you choose to go back to, well, to go to that number?
Yeah, well, for me, it was my college number and also my high school number 2. So it's just something I've always liked, and I just wanted to switch back to it. So
good feelings for this year?
Yeah, I hope so. So
how was your summer?
It was great. So I was back home in Minnesota kind of the whole time, and it was nice being with family and stuff. And then obviously the training and skating was good too.
Where were you training? Who were you skating with? Yeah. What were you focusing on?
So I was kind of training in Minnesota, just back at my college. So I was there with some of my college teammates who are playing professional too. So I was kind of mainly skating with Matthew Nyes, his name is. He plays in Toronto. And then Grant Cruikshank, who plays in Hershey now. So it was great kind of being with those guys. Obviously, they take it really serious too. So they're pushing me a lot. But I enjoyed spending a lot of time with them too. So it was good.
What do you feel like you were able to focus in on this summer that is helping you into this season?
Yeah. Well, there's obviously a lot of things to focus on, but for me, it was kind of being more explosive. I think obviously being younger, there's a lot of stuff you need to improve on with your body, and obviously getting stronger is one of them. But for me, just kind of getting faster, kind of off the line and being more kind of fast twitch is something that was really important to me. So that's kind of my main focus.
And being back home in Minnesota, you also took part in the Beauty League. I saw only a few games, yeah, but what does that league mean to, you know, the people there? And I know it's a lot of fun, a lot of different people take part in it.
Yeah, it's special. Obviously, a lot of the young kids there go and watch the games. I think that's what's cool for all of us playing in it. You know, it's being able to kind of be there for them and obviously look up to a lot of the professional and college players. So just to put that on for them is great. And obviously for us to compete and play in the summer is awesome too.
Now that you're back in Orange County, what did you miss about being here?
I think the food the most.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
What specifically?
Okay, well, there's a few places kind of in Newport Beach that are good, like Bear Flag, mm-hmm. Bear Flag Fish.
So you're a fish fan?
I love sushi.
Okay, okay.
Seafood, so for me, it's pretty special to have that stuff here. And then the weather was good in the summer for me, so I mean, mm-hmm. it was kind of just the same, but I think the food for sure.
I remember Minty saying you guys always had sushi last year.
Yeah, we did.
Are you with him again this year?
I think we're going solo this year.
Okay.
we're maturing a little bit growing up. So.
Yeah, no more roommate troubles
not
there.
This year, so, yeah. And, he can't complain anymore. So
well, Jackson, as we get closer to training camp, as far as, you know, everything that you did this summer to prepare mm-hmm. you for this season, what are you looking forward to showing off in your game?
I don't think there's anything specific for me. I think just continuing to learn and improve from the older guys here is something that I want to keep doing. And, you know, I want to be able to kind of help my teammates and vice versa. So I think for me, I'm just most excited to kind of be on a team that's improving every day. And, you know, that's what's important to me. So,
Jackson, thanks so much for joining us. Tell your parents hello. I'm sure they're going to tune in for this.
I know, so hopefully they hear this, but it'll be fun for them to listen, so it's good.
Looking forward to training camp. Yeah. Thank you again.
Yeah, thank you.
Just a reminder that Gettle is the official HVAC partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Keeping things cool on the ice and warm at home. Gettle, your trusted HVAC and plumbing partner. Visit Gettle.com/ducks for exclusive promotions. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
We're joined now on DuckStream by Ross Johnston. Ross, great to see you. How was your summer?
It was awesome. It was kind of flew by the time, but I mean, I got everything I wanted to do, and we had a little baby girl 2 weeks ago, so things somehow got busier, so it's great.
Congratulations, and we were just talking, getting a little bit of sleep, you know, in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, 3-hour stretches, but my wife's been awesome, and I've drifted in the spare bedroom a few different times. So for me, it hasn't been too bad, but it's certainly a life-changing thing.
You're joining all the dads on the team now. You're joining that club.
I know. It's an exclusive club, but I mean, there's a lot of babies under a year and a lot of toddlers around. So it's a fun time, I guess, for us to join the group.
Where did you spend your summer?
Prince Edward Island, Canada. Way East Coast.
How was it?
F- really nice. Weather was
awesome.
Yeah,
I was going to say, weather good
weather
there
was,
in the summer?
Was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it was warm, not too much rain. If it did rain, it was at nighttime. So couldn't ask for much better.
What do you like to do in the off season that maybe you don't get to do during the season?
When I go home, I kind of have a setup where I can train at home. And after that, I go over. We have a family farm. So it's right down the road for me. So obviously I can't do that during the season. So I spend as much time over there as I can during the summer.
What kind of farm is it?
It's beef operation. Oh. So might step on a few toes out there, but.
no, I mean, it's just like a big operation, you know?
It's
I'm
awesome.
Sure,
it's,
yeah.
It's fun to grow up around. I mean, I know that's all I know as a child. And,
yeah.
When you don't have anything to do as a kid, you get sent outside to play and help your father. So that kind of sticks with you along the way. So I guess I'm still doing it now at 30 years old.
Yeah, I was going to say, still going back and helping out.
Yeah, you get drugged down there. And if you're not doing something, you feel guilty. So you usually end up there.
And I'm sure that also helps your strength and conditioning a little bit in the off season.
It does, yeah. There's a lot of little things that maybe cross paths and help me out in this asset. So, yeah, you're being active. You're moving all the time. So, I mean, it can't hurt.
Mm-hmm. As far as your off season training, what did you focus in on in this past summer?
I think every year it just seems like the game gets faster and faster, and the young kids now that are coming in are so talented. So for me, it's always foot speed and staying quick and staying fast and always working on your strength. So for me, those are always the main focuses during the summer.
We saw some of that strength in the recent UFC video that you were a part of with Brian Ortega, and Gudis was there. How was that?
It was an awesome experience. Brian's a great instructor, and we wish him all the best this weekend in his upcoming fight. But as strong as it may look like I am, he's significantly lighter than I am. He kind of makes you feel weak. So
different weight class.
It's a completely different weight class, but it was a humbling experience. Yeah. But nonetheless, we had an awesome time. And like I said, he makes it pretty easy the way he explains the little intricacies in his sport. So for Goods now to be able to do that, it's pretty cool. I mean, two sports cross and you're always learning. So it was a cool experience.
Ross, now that you're back here, what are you most looking forward to about this year?
I think just the expectations. I mean, for us, we have to keep moving forward and the team getting better. All the young guys have another year under their belt and hopefully are ready to have big years. So just the team being, I guess, getting better and making progress, and everyone back together seems to be excited to get that ball rolling.
Well, thank you for joining us, and good luck in training camp right around the corner now.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Get your home cozy with Gettle Rejuvenation for just $129. We'll prep your HVAC for the season so you're ready to cheer on our Ducks. Call 866-671-9822 or visit Gettle.com/ducks. G-O-E-T-T-L. We make comfort easy to spell.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.